Wow.
Shade 4-5, Corey Guns is in the building.
Live.
Man, that was live.
Breath
a lot of
control,
people,
which a lot of people cannot do. I said it.
Tell them how to be.
I said Rich it. That Nice was live.
A lot of people didn't believe you actually did that verse, man. They thought you had a machine type attached to your throat or something like that.
Quit smoking.
Out. You know, Corey Guns is in the building with us. It feels real good for you right now, you know, and a lot of things are moving in your favor. You've been doing this. I remember doing a You Hear It First interview with you back in the Bronx. How many years ago was that?
I had to be at least like, 15, 16.
Yeah.
Wow. I was like 11th grade, so that was what?
02, 03. Okay, cool. That's a lot of years, man. Guys, that mathematics kind of tripped you up there, Corey. Hope your finances are going well.
I was seven years ago.
7 years ago. All right, let me ask you. I mean, you know, Rick Ross, who I know is connected with Cash Money, Young Money, is announced that he's releasing his album, God Forgives, But I Don't. That's an original name right there, man. I mean, took a long time for him to come up with that. That's the homie.
Yeah.
But we talked about you releasing an EP with the same title, right?
Yep.
Yeah. How long ago did you make that title up?
Like 3 years ago.
Really?
I remember that.
Yeah.
That was 3 years ago.
So
I got the t-shirts, I got the songs, the studio sessions, the invoices to prove it.
How did you feel when you heard that? What's that? I mean, what does an artist feel like when you have this creation that you envision is going to be a certain way and then somebody... did y'all talk about it?
Not yet. I don't know. It was really like a bit frustrating because I was really sticking by that title for a minute, whether it was for the EP or the album. It was a bit frustrating, but at least I should be honored that somebody that's at the pinnacle right now, we thinking the same.
Wow.
So hopefully,
this kid is
hopefully
trained.
I'll be
I was gonna say,
I'll be in this position.
Yo, Peter, you done an excellent job.
I was gonna say, like, for me, I just love the fact that you are with your father. I'm really close to my dad, and you don't really see this a lot at all. I mean, besides, I'm not making a comparison to music, but besides Master P, you don't see people's fathers anywhere. So I love the fact that you are with your father. What do you plan on doing? Have you gotten any advice in terms of what you're gonna buy, what you're not gonna buy, what you're gonna do? The hoes, hey.
Whoa.
What you gonna do?
Like, now I'm really just going playing the fly on the wall. Now I've been through a couple situations,
right?
Been through a lot of money, been through different things. So now it's like a whole different ball game. I'm just trying to make my next move my best move.
Right.
So my pops, Nick, everybody's in my corner. Uncle Sway, Uncle Rich, everybody in my corner to guide me in the right direction. And I feel like now to still be here and to still stand and have the almost the same relevance as I did when I came out.
Absolutely.
It doesn't happen for everybody.
So you
I'm
focused
blessed.
On that next move.
Yeah, I'm
right?
not slipping
that's,
up.
That's what's
that's
up.
Good. That's good. That's good. You know what I want? Inform the listeners, because we've been in the studio before, so you know I know this, but inform the listeners of your creative process when you're in the studio, because people think it's just, you know, all these ill verses and these ill rhymes and that's it, and there's no real song process. Explain to them your creative process.
It really consists of just, it's the beat, really, the music. Like not just I listen to everything. Like I listen to the instruments, everything. I'm really like my dad. I was raised on instrumentation. Like even though I don't play anything.
Right.
I really have an ear for music because of my dad. You know what I'm saying? So I listen to everything. The music really moves me towards the direction of the song I'm gonna make. Like people don't know I make records. I got a song called Struggle that was leaked. Most of my leaked records are songs that I was using for God Forgives I Don't, and they got the most acclaim.
Okay.
Aside from my mixtape stuff, but people don't get to hear them because I didn't put them out. They just get leaked. So I just go with the flow. Me and the producer come up with a joint, and I feel like the joint is gearing more towards real life situations, something that I could write about, and when I want to have the people on the same boat as me emotionally, that's something different. Or if it's a street joint, a club joint, it's all on the track. So once I hear the music and it hit me, the verses just flow.
That's what happened. So you said that a struggle is for God Forgives I Don't, but I don't. So let's get back to that.
Sway.
Let's talk about the title cut. I wish we had the title cut here to play.
I wish we could. So does that mean are you going to forgive Rick Ross for the title, or are you not going to forgive Rick Ross God, that. God figures, but you don't. What does, I mean, I'm trying to understand where you going with this. Corey, where you going with this, man?
Sway.
Yo,
but no, Ross is a homie, man, for real. I know he's down with Cash. Have y'all reached out to say, hey, can I at least get a verse?
Yeah, that's definitely in the works. I told Mac, let's try to at least figure that out. Let's do something. I fucks with Ross, man. I don't have no problems with him or nothing like that. Like, to me, I judge off hot music. I don't go in on anything else. Like, to me, he has some of the hottest tapes out right now. He's making good music, regardless of whatever the situation is. So
yeah,
right.
I listen. I go off of whatever's hot. You know, I'm not bitter about the title. It happens all the time. Some of the best step on niggas next to get to stay at the top. So pause. It's like, I don't know. Just like I said, I'm happy to be in the same thought. Train of thought is Rick Ross right now. He's getting money.
Some of the best step on niggas next to get on top.
Yeah.
We're going to end with that. You know, I'm opening phone lines for the callers. 888-SHADE-45.
Yes, sir.
888-SHADE-45. Corey Guns is in the building. I know it's no love loss between you and Ross. I know
that's
the homie. We'll talk about that video coming up, too, all right?
Heir to the throne.